RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
As non-conference play is done, he's the head coach of the University of Maryland Terps. Let's welcome back to the program, Coach Buzz Williams. Coach, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And if I forget to say it, you know, Happy New Year and all that good stuff, because it just kind of...
Happy New Year. Vinny went in the transfer portal, huh?
Yeah, and still waiting for an offer. But we'll get into that at an appropriate time.
We'll call his NIL agent and see if we can figure it out.
Last night's starting lineup, you know, I don't want to say you're throwing a dart at the dartboard, just picking dudes, but what was the thought process last night, Buzz, into the starting five against the Monarchs?
Yes, some of this we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. You know, we played four games in the month of December prior to Christmas, after playing eight games the last 3 weeks of November. And with the volatility of our roster, not just about all 15 of them being brand new, including our staff, but more just kind of the health of those guys, some of that has been out of our control. And then what we've been able to do, because we've been able to practice more, is even though we've had injuries in the month of December, we've been able to practice more. And so our staff has done a phenomenal job of trying to find ways in the things that we've been deficient at. How can we have improvement? And then how can we measure that improvement so our guys can see that growth? And so we've treated each practice day as if it was a game, and the new measurable stats that are not in a stat sheet, we've tried to show that to them every day. So if we practice yesterday, we're going to go in the film room today, and we're going to look at the things that we're measuring so that they can see their grades. And so we've given a number to nearly everything that you've heard of and everything that you haven't heard of so that our guys can see the growth. And then in accordance with how they're doing, that's kind of, I think we've started a different group every game thus far this month. And so some of that has been health related. The group that we started last night had never started together. And to your point, we got off to a great start, not just offensively. We got off to a great start defensively. And so some of those things came to life from an execution standpoint that we've been practicing. We didn't do a great job of all of those things in the second half, but there was some consistency in the things that we've been working at, which was encouraging. And those things are going to have to continue to improve. And we'll have to have more endurance in those things as the new year unfolds with Big Ten the rest of the way.
Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, talking to Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland Terrapins. And Buzz, you mentioned the calendar year about to flip, coming up in a couple of days, Oregon coming to town on Friday. What did you learn about your team in the calendar year of 25, or is that even a fair question to answer, given everything that we just talked about?
Yes, sir. It sounds like a coach that's trying to justify why his record is 7-6. I'm not. If we only talk about the eight games that we played that you would consider to be real games, we did learn a lot. And I think the thing that's been difficult to articulate, and some of the things that's been hard for us to figure out, is we've made a countless number of adjustments in the first semester partly because we're all brand new. Hey, this is how we want to play. And then injuries change our team. And we're like, yeah, we're going to do this, not that. And then here's a different injury. And then we went from October the 9th to November the 1st, not being able to practice with 10 guys. And so it's hard to replicate, no matter what you're trying to do, it's hard to replicate that when you're playing with managers. And that's not to be negative towards our managers. I've gotten to where I think they're maybe better players than they are managers because they've practiced more than they've been a manager. But I think there has been some growth. Obviously, Gochi got hurt in the first half against Michigan, and that changed our team and the complexion of our team and how we're playing offensively and how we're playing defensively. But if you were to rewind 10 days before, that was the first game that Solomon Washington had played in. And so we went back to some of the original things that we did from the summer and the month of September that our guys were familiar with because Solo was back. And then when Gochi went out, that changed. And so there's just been a lot of volatility in changes. And some of those changes have been because we're trying to figure out what fits our team best, like all coaches are in this era of college athletics. But coupled with that has been, well, I don't know if we're any good or if we could be any good, because we can't get everybody to practice for consecutive days before we play a game. So a lot of that sounds like excuses. Transparently, that's what it is. It's just the truth. It's not an excuse. And so our resilience of our guys, they've had a learner spirit. Our staff has been great at trying to continue to formulate ways to put us in a position to improve. And then within those improvements, instead of just saying it, how can we teach it? How can we show it to our guys? How can they see themselves doing it? How can we give a stat to it so they understand its importance? And then how can we prioritize this is more important than that? And we have had some traction in that. And another week here where we, in essence, play one game this week. And then as the month unfolds, obviously 3 weeks from now, we'll play three games in 1 week. And so we're going to have to be able to execute at a higher rate, but also at a more consistent rate for a longer period of time. We did a lot of good things in the first half. It wasn't as if we were terrible last night in the second half. We just didn't do it long enough periods of time. But that's what we've got to work to, like all good teams are trying to figure out. How can you find something you do good and keep doing good and then do good for a longer period of time?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, you guys flipping the page here to conference play in full at this point of the schedule. You got the Oregon yep. coming in on Friday night. What do you know about the Ducks here?
Yeah, I'm just starting that. I was waiting. I thought I was going to talk to Vinny. I'm kind of disappointed, Bob, that you replaced Vinny. But I guess that's kind of part. That's part of the era of
way
media,
out of my
right?
control.
If you go in the transfer portal, it's just, hey man, we got to sign the next guy, and we got to figure out what he's good at and when it's his turn to talk. And I know a little bit about him. We played Oregon last year in the Players Era tournament. I know they returned two all-league players, so I'm familiar with them. I know they did a good job in the portal. I am very familiar with Coach Altman. He's one of the most successful coaches that have been doing it over the last quarter of a century, wherever he's been. So I know their typical style of play, but specific to this year's team, transparently, I've been studying our game from last night thus far this morning. We're going to meet this afternoon and begin preparation for Oregon. But it'll be our second Big Ten home game, and I know that we'll have to be better than we were against Michigan for a longer period of time in order for us to win any game in the Big Ten. And that's what we've got to continue to do over the next few days, not only prepare for Oregon, but we've got to continue to focus on us and make sure that our execution rate can continue to improve and have longer periods of endurance in regards to that.
We do know Kwame Evans Jr. is from Baltimore. His old man's from Lake Clifton, or Southern, I believe it was, Lake Clifton. Anyway, played at GW, so there's some lineage there. Coach Buzz Williams. Buzz, appreciate the time. Good luck Friday night against the Ducks, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, and a happy new year to you and the family. We'll catch up with you in 26.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
There he is, Buzz Williams, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. Jerry Coleman, your phone call. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Jerry Coleman from Be More Sports, the podcast where he talks all kind of fancy people with Mike Preston and your phone calls. Ravens are in a position, believe it or not, where they could actually win the division. Not just win the division and get a home game. 3 weeks ago, I thought this was an impossibility.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.